Hello and welcome to a new episode of News Around the World. Today we will speak about the very famous German music award, Echo. Many international stars were awarded with an Echo. Ed Sheeran and Eminem are only some examples. The Echo exists since 1992 and is awarded annually, but this year was the last time, because two German musicians were awarded and it caused a massive shitstorm. It was said that the Echo cannot be a platform for anti-Semitism, homophobia, contempt of women, and the playing down of violence. This is what the text of Kollega and Farid Bang, the two German musicians, are about. I'm having two guests here who will be talking about this topic today. Welcome, Lisa and Sarah.
Hello.
That the listeners can also get an idea of what we are talking about now, let us listen to a little bit of a song of Kollega and Farid Bang.
Farid Bang war's hart wie Frank Dux, ich fick Gogo-Acts, dicke Cojones, Killer-Rapper wie Momo Black, fick auf Menschenrechte, Diamantenbanger-Kette.
Lisa, what do you think about the abolition of the Echo?
I think the Echo has always been a very serious award which awarded artists with excellent performances. I'm very torn about the abolition.
But why are you so torn about the abolition?
On the one hand, I think such music with subjects like violence, the contempt of women or homophobia do not deserve an award. On the other hand, it is very sad that this is the reason that the Echo won't happen again. Especially because I don't think that Kollega or Farid Bang are bad people. They have so many fans who have to have a reason that they voted for them. To be honest, I can't believe that Farid Bang and Kollega mean everything what they rap about. They also have texts against the AfD, which is a political party who stands for right-wing populism, and they also gave homophobic statements. So they must be against that what the AfD says, right? That's why I don't really believe that they mean everything what they say, and why I don't understand why their texts are about such things like homophobia.
Sarah, do you agree with that statement of Lisa?
I absolutely agree with you, but I would like to point out a further line of thought. The long-term debate on gangster rap has been ongoing since its foundation in the early 70s, as the intention of the genre is quite clear. It is meant to provoke. Based in the ghetto of the South Bronx in New York, rap music was originally intended to raise awareness with regard to grievances prevailing in our society in an artistically way. Social inequalities and the discrimination of colored people led to high unemployment, financial pressure, and intolerable living conditions. Without this very pronounced provocation, the needy person simply have not been heard by the society. We should understand rap as an important part of the music scene and history. Music has proved to be such a remarkable outlet for bad emotions and a great tool of fundamental healing.
Thank you, Sarah, for giving us some information about the history of hip-hop and rap. Do you want to add something, Lisa?
Yes. In conclusion, I think an award should be given to someone who did an excellent performance and who have a special talent. It is not about how many albums you are selling. It should be the artistical quality that is awarded and not the amount of money you earn. It shouldn't be all about the money. I think the Echo now has a certain reputation because so many famous musicians gave the Echo back that it can't be like it used to be.
Thank you, Lisa. Sarah, do you agree with that and do you have anything more to say?
Yeah, totally. I also find it sad that the important message behind rap and hip-hop seems to have been lost. For me, the lyrics of rappers like Farid Bang and Kollega are like a bare listing of distasteful, offensive insults and self-promoting phrases. Elevating oneself over others and discriminate against people for whatever reason is not acceptable. This attitude contradicts the fundamental idea of the genre above all. Of course it is okay to provoke. To attract the attention of the audience is certainly an important part of the business, but we should be aware of the human rights, which apply regardless to religion, gender, and the place of birth. It is completely indefensible to make people feel weak and to get rich at the expense of others.
Do you guys know something about the consequences, apart from the abolition of the awarding of Farid Bang and Kollega?
Yes. Artists like Klaus Fuhrmann and Igor Levit and many others handed back their awards because they don't want to carry the same prize as Farid Bang and Kollega.
Well, that is one clear message, isn't it? And who are these men?
Klaus Fuhrmann is a German musician and graphic designer, and Igor Levit is a German-Russian pianist. I totally think that this is a message which sends out a clear signal against Nazism and the dissemination of hate. They understood that modern interprets command a very wide audience and should bear responsibility more than ever before. Sadder still is the fact that in this case they had to suffer for the misbehavior of their colleagues. Their work should have been done before by legal proclamations against abuse and disrespectful contents, which are, in my opinion, definitely not strict enough. But Farid Bang and Kollega do not show any understanding. Quite contrary, they feel empowered and published the song Sturmmaske auf to celebrate their success. This tactless gesture is against very distasteful, as many excellent artists have lost a great event, which honored them for their hard and passionate work.
Thank you very much. I don't want to withhold what Farid Bang and Kollega themselves said about all this. They even rapped about what they thought about the abolition of the echo. In their song Sturmmaske auf, which Sarah mentioned, they are saying things like, "No more red carpets or guest list for the last echo winners in history." Or, "They want to end our careers, but we're standing here and we're fighting until we will be gone as legends." This is what Farid Bang and Kollega said. But many other German celebrities said their opinion too, just like Sarah and Lisa did today. Some are against Farid Bang and Kollega and say that they don't deserve an award and that they shouldn't have been invited to the Echo at all. They think that quotes from their text create a huge controversy, especially the comparisons to Auschwitz and the Holocaust. Some are defending them and saying things like that we should tolerate them and their music and that the Echo is an event where people come together and exchange opinions. Nevertheless, I'm happy that tastes and music can be different. Thank you very much for your statements, Lisa and Thera. And thank you all for listening. Goodbye and see you all again next week.